Catsless Radio, where love line gets clotheslined. Here's your host, Canada's own Wiggy.
We are back. The pants are off once again. It's been a very, very long time, but I feel like there is no time that we need to have just some random, obscene silliness than with everything that's going on in the world right now. So, Pantsless Radio is back. I am your host, Canada's own Wiggy. And we're kicking off with an old friend of mine, and I'm pretty excited about this. He once was a mafia boss. He is now a real human being. Welcome to the show, Trooper Audubon.
Hi, Wiggy.
Hi, Troop. Yeah, now, before you weren't a human being. Now you are.
Maybe I'm not a human being right now. With the way things are in the world, I identify as a vegan Apache helicopter.
You know, I mean, hey, if it gives you, if you're immune, go for it. I say go for it. You know, call yourself whatever you want if it makes you immune from all the shit that's going on right now.
It's crazy out there right now.
It really is. And, you know, like I kind of posted and I mentioned you briefly. I just kind of like everybody, there's so many people stuck inside right now and that sucks, you know, but I mean, I think if there's anything that we kind of need right now is to encourage people to stay indoors. And in order to do that, we need to give them shit to do. So
and take your pants off.
And take your pants off, exactly. Like, I mean, that's like the one kind of unsung bonus of what's happening. I feel pants sales are just going to tank, along with travel, you know, obviously. So, I mean, yeah. What better time for Pantsless Radio to cash in than right now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Pants sales are down, but for some reason, toilet paper sales are up, which makes absolutely no sense to me,
I mean, granted, I'm no doctor. I am no doctor. Do not take any of my medical advice. But I've never heard of a medical condition that can, in fact, be cured by toilet paper. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. But as far as I know, toilet paper is not a cure for any virus that we know of so far. I mean, maybe people are just... A lot of foresight going on. I don't know.
Well, then you're just as clueless as I am, because I have no idea why it's a huge shortage.
It is, and it's like, it's worldwide, which is like, something about that is kind of funny to me, you know? And I mean, I realize this is an extremely serious situation, and it's a scary situation, and I think when stuff is very serious and scary, if you're not able to laugh at least a little bit, then it's going to become much more serious and much scarier. So, I mean, you know, yes, we are going to be treating all this with a little bit of levity, but I don't want anyone to think that we're taking this without the seriousness that it is, in fact, due. But, yeah, like, who would have known that the one thing that would truly unite all of humanity, people of every race, gender, religion, nationality, what would unite us all? Is when shit goes down, everybody wants to buy toilet paper.
it is. And it's funny how you talk about with what's uniting us. If you don't mind, I just want to touch base on that for a second.
Of course.
I feel like with humans, like, our instinct is survival. And with what's going on right now, for us to survive, we all have to put all our differences aside and come together as a planet and survive. And that's what everybody's doing right now.
Yeah, it is. It is nice to see that. I mean, you know, like this is obviously, I mean, the COVID-19 virus, it doesn't see color. It doesn't see sex. It doesn't see orientation. You know, we are all in the exact same boat. You know, and we really have to be there for each other. And, you know, I cannot stress enough, like, if you have if you're healthy and you're able and you have, you know, older family members or older neighbors, if you're able to get out and, you know, do some shopping for them, or, you know, just help out people right now, because we're all screwed thus far. So let's help each other and try to keep things from getting even more screwed.
I 100% agree.
There you go. So, okay, I'm curious with this, because as from everybody that I've talked to, like, just personally in life, everybody has had one of these so far. As it relates to, you know, the various progression of how things have gotten, did you have an oh shit moment where you were suddenly like, oh man, like, this, like, where it kind of hit you, like, the severity of what's going on right now?
That actually, it hit me about a week ago. Mm-hmm. And the situation being, that I currently work at a casino. I'm a poker dealer. And one thing about casinos is that they never close.
No.
Like, regardless of weather, regardless of anything, they never close. Which throws me off, but hey, you know, who am I? So when we got an email on Saturday telling us that we were closing Sunday morning, that hit me.
Yeah.
Because you now say to yourself, oh, wow, they were closing? Wow, that's when it hit me.
Yeah. I can't even imagine that. You know, the entire city of Las Vegas is, like, shut down. Like, I don't think I could handle being there, because I think just seeing it so quiet and, like, you know, the lights all off, and just, I, that would just be way too weird. Like, I couldn't imagine that.
I can't either, and I was in Vegas, last year.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife went down for a week, and it's beautiful down there. The nighttime is amazing, and while we were down there, we went to visit Grand Canyon, which was beautiful. And I suggest anybody listening to this, if you haven't been to the Grand Canyon, put that on your bucket list, because it is a beautiful sight. Pictures do not do justice to the beauty of it, but yeah, it's weird. And then me and my wife, we went out for errands, and we drove by my job to see it, and it's just pitch black.
That's just...
Rings aren't on, there's no lights on, it's scary.
Yeah.
To see.
I think the first thing that kind of alarmed me a little bit, where I was like, okay, maybe I'm not taking this as serious as I should, was when the NBA shut down. That I think they were like the first sporting league to shut down, and that really got me. But the kind of one that really, like, shocked me was they're moving the Kentucky Derby. And I mean, I realize for a lot of people, that's, you know, not even a blip on their radar, but it's like the Kentucky Derby is a horse race that's been going for almost 150 years, and it has been moved. Once in 150 years it was moved, and that was the last year of World War II, and it's being moved to September, and that was the kind of thing that made me go, like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And it's there's a lot of craziness. And I mean, I know you're a sports guy, I'm a huge sports fan. Like, are you going as stir crazy as I am, having constant free time and there's no sports on to watch?
For the first maybe like 2 days, when I was told that we weren't coming back to work, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, you know, this is nice, you know, a little break from it.
Yeah.
By the third, fourth day, no sports, no work, I'm like, okay, what am I to do with myself?
Right.
Like, I, it was just, it was actually to the point where I was like, I had a project at home that me and my wife were talking about doing for the last 3 weeks, and that was getting our cabinets done. And I actually went and redid the cabinets in my kitchen. We gave them an American chestnut stain.
Ooh.
And yeah, it looks so beautiful. It's kind of, for those that don't know, it's like a reddish brown, and it looks really nice.
That actually kind of answers, I think, what I was going to ask you next is, what have you been doing to fill your time that listeners would be most surprised about? And I would imagine that might be it. Like little kitchen renovation.
Yeah, that was the one thing that me and my wife were talking about doing. And then on top of that, you know, the normal watching TV, playing video games, trying to stay up to date, trying to not go out unless we 100% need to.
Yeah.
That I do know the one time I did go out, we went out to grab some essentials for food shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And the shelves were like empty.
Yeah.
They were empty. They were, and I could kind of understand why it would be, because with kids being out of school and the parents, a lot of adults not working right now.
Yeah.
They're home all the time, so they have to have more food than they want, which I understand why.
Yes.
I still don't understand toilet paper, but hey, you know, that's my...
I definitely noticed, you know, about like kids being home, because the last time I went grocery shopping, the cookie aisle was seriously picked over. All that was left was like cookies that had fruit filling, and I'm like, well, I'm disappointed, but I'm at least proud that humanity understands that fruit has no place in cookies.
Yeah. It depends on who you talk to. Some people say it does, some people say it doesn't. It's just like pineapples on pizza. Some say it doesn't belong there, some say it doesn't.
See, you know what? We could debate this, because I know you are staunchly anti-pineapple on pizza.
Yes, very.
You know what? I will have put pineapple on my pizza, but I think I'm caught in the middle of the road, because I'll put it on, but I pick it off. Because I don't like actually biting into the pineapple, but I do enjoy the like slight sweetness that it leaves behind. So like, am I acceptable, or is our friendship now over?
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say no, you can't have pineapples on pizza, because then that would be wrong of me to do. So, you know, to each their own. I'm not going to sit here and say, no, you can't have pineapples on pizza. Our friendship is officially over. You know, thank you. Good day. better luck in your future endeavors. I'm not that extreme to say, oh, if you don't like this or you don't like that, no, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. No, I'm not that extreme.
All right. That's good to know. I mean, considering some of, you know, like the experiences around wrestling shows that we have shared together as friends, you know, I'd like to think that, you know, pineapple on pizza should not be our breaking point. And I'm very pleased to hear that, because
I honestly, when it comes to friendship, I don't have a breaking point. Unless you're talking about my family. You talk about me, I don't care. That talk about my family, that is kind of my breaking point. Because,
yep.
You know, that's my family. Yeah, you can't choose them, but they're my blood, and I will defend them any day of the week.
Exactly. It's the, you know, I can shit talk them, but nobody else can.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
I'll let you know them, then. That's a different story.
Yeah. Okay, so I am trying to put together a list of recommendations for future guests and for our listeners. So I have a little list here of things, and I would like to get the official Trooper Audubon recommendations for the following things to keep you occupied while people are stuck at home.
I feel like this is like that the Trooper Audubon Dojo Ward Grand Prix Trial Series, whatever Memorial Invitation Open Challenge thing. How the hell do I remember that? How do I remember that? Before I do a list, I just want that was when I did the open challenge when I was in wrestling for Dojo Wars. That was one of the funniest, greatest things that I have ever done in my life. It was just amazing to do, and I had a lot of fun with that. If I ever came back, I would do it again in a heartbeat.
I believe that some of that may still be up on the CZW YouTube channel. So, you guys highly suggest just go to the CZW YouTube channel and do a search for Trooper. Because there was some great stuff in there. Okay, all right. Serious official business now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I only need one recommendation. What would you recommend as a television show or series to binge watch for people, since binge watching is all the rage, especially now?
Television show.
Could be old, could be new. Whatever. What do you think is best suited to get people through these trying times?
To get through the trying times, I would probably, believe it or not, I would actually have to say Law and Order.
See, you know what? That's a really good suggestion, because that show's been on forever. There's got to be about 8,000 episodes.
Yeah, well, this is the way I see it. The original Law and Order was out for, I think, 15 seasons.
Yeah.
Law and Order Special Victims Unit is on their 21st season, and they just announced that they were signed for 3 more seasons.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's...
So, I mean, by the time you binge watch that, and there was also Law and Order Criminal Intent. So, I mean, by the time you work your way through the Law & Order series, like, I mean, there's a good chance this might all be over.
Yeah, it's a very good chance.
You know, fingers crossed. Excellent success. Okay. You mentioned this earlier, that you've been killing some time with this. Recommend us a video game.
Video games. Oof.
Any system, anytime.
Oh, man. There is a good bit of video games to play. I've been playing a lot of Dungeons & Dragons Neverwinter. I have retried Fortnite, which I realized I suck at. and I actually just finished Final Fantasy VII, and I really hate to say this, for the first time I've beaten it.
Okay, you know what? I've never beaten it. I've only gotten a little bit into it. I have it. I haven't touched it in probably a year. So, I mean, just congratulations on finishing it, for one. I applaud you.
It is one of the... In terms of story, I feel like it's one of the best.
Yeah.
In terms of gameplay wise, with how the magic is set up and whatnot, I would probably have to say Final Fantasy IX is better with that. Yeah, I know. I'm going to get some heat for that one.
All right. So That, okay. Recommend us a movie.
I would probably... Okay, so for movie binge watching, if we're going to go binge watching, I would probably have to say anything within the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Excellent choice. Excellent choice. That's probably the best choice for some escapism.
Oh, yeah. Because I haven't seen Endgame yet. Me and my wife did see Far From Home, which was a great movie. And we actually just a few weeks ago saw the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Oh, all right.
That, believe it or not, that actually exceeded my expectations. Anybody who hasn't seen it, go see it. Because they kept to the original game as much as possible.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Recommend us some music. Give us one album, any band, any era, that people should be listening to now that they've got some free time.
Album. So, I've actually been listening to a lot of Japanese bands recently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, bands like Band Maid, Doll Box, Baby Metal, I can't think of the other one that I was listening to, Baby Metal just came out with a new album a couple months ago, and I've actually been listening to that recently.
That is an excellent recommendation. Definitely off the beaten path, you know, stuff that I think for most of our listeners is going to be new and new content. That's what everybody's looking for right now. And, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, because a lot of the times you can't understand what they're saying, but the music is just so good that you'll just get lost in it.
That's what it's about. That's what it's about. If something's got a great beat and that just kind of sucks you in, is like has such a great like just hook to it, that's all you need. All right, and finally, something that I think most people are going to be is going to be the centerpiece of everybody's at home survival stuff.
Okay.
which streaming service? There's so many out there right now. You know, obviously you've got like the Netflix, the Disney Pluses, Nick Plus. There's a million wrestling services. What is your go-to streaming service?
I have two of them actually. I have WWE Network.
Yep.
And then I have Netflix.
There you go. Classics. They're classics. So, I want to thank you for being the first person to volunteer. And I do have one trooper-centric game to kind of wrap things up with. So,
okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
We are going to... This is going to be some very in-depth scientific analyzing here. Okay? I didn't warn you about this, but I feel this is an integral debate to answer for the good and well-being of all of society.
I'm going to sit down for this.
I would like to compare your former and current occupations to answer the age-old question, scuzzier profession, independent wrestling versus casinos.
Okay.
I mean, casinos, I love casinos. I've spent a lot of time in casinos. I mean, you know, they do have a bit of a colorful history, a lot of mob-related stuff. Indie wrestling, you know, kind of sketchy at best sometimes. So, as someone who is an expert in both fields, I would like to answer these questions to find out which is the more unseemly field. Okay.
Okay.
Casinos versus indie wrestling. which has more fights randomly break out?
Believe it or not, I would probably have to say, like, are you talking about physical altercation, or are you
physical altercations?
Physical altercations, I would probably have to say wrestling.
Okay. Wait, number two. Which has more alcohol consumed? Casinos or indie wrestling?
Oh, definitely casinos.
Alright.
Definitely just by a mile.
Okay. And the tiebreaker. Casinos or indie wrestling? Which has more people show up confidently expecting to have extra money at the end of the night, only to leave empty-handed, with the possible exception of a hot dog?
If we're going by percentage-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that's a tough one.
I put a lot of thought into these.
This one is... I'm glad you left this one as the last one, because this one's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a thinker. It's a thinker.
Yeah. I would probably... See, I do want to say tie, but I don't want this end in a tie.
Nobody does.
Yeah, I want there to be a decisive finish.
Yeah.
So, I would more than likely say I'm going to go with pro wrestling, but not by much.
Well, you know what? There we have it. I mean, yeah. an industry that has historically been riddled with organized crime, still more, I can't think of the word I'm trying to think of. Still viewed more positively than independent wrestling. So there we go. I think that answers a number of questions that haven't even been asked yet. But really, again, I really want to thank you for, like I said, volunteering to be my first victim, because it's been a while. I usually have to behave on my other shows, so it's kind of nice to get the pants off, you know, bust out some silliness. You know, really, like, thanks for volunteering, and thanks for, you know, offering up a, you know, little insight into how you're handling everything, you and your family, and I hope you guys stay safe and stay healthy.
Yeah, we're trying to. We're staying in as much as we can, and, you know, practicing good hygiene, washing our hands, which everybody should be doing long before this virus started.
Like, it kind of kills me a little bit that, you know, the most effective thing against this virus, the most effective defense against this virus is something that we teach toddlers to do. Yet apparently a number of grown-ups haven't mastered yet.
Yeah, but, like, everybody should be doing it. Like, everybody should be cleaning their house. My wife is, I'm hate saying this because she's right near me.
So if she punches, tell her she's welcome to punch you. It'd be great for the ratings. Little violence never hurt anything.
I was told that if what I say offends you, you punch me because for ratings. So my wife is a meat freak.
Okay.
So everything has to be in a specific place. If it is not, I get yelled at. So she says she's okay with that.
So I just think that's being very organized.
It is.
I like that.
And if anything is out of place, I get yelled at. And she does not hit me, but she verbally abuses me, her words, not mine.
I love your wife.
And this is from us being together almost 7 years and married for 4 months. Yes, it's four. Yes, 4 months you've put up with me being married.
Well, congratulations on that, and I hope you guys have many, many happy, verbally abusive years ahead of you.
Thank you. I hope for not as much verbal abuse, but it probably will because, you know, that's how I am.
Well, that's really up to you, Trooper, isn't it?
Yes, which means I'm...
Okay, well, thank you again. And thank you guys for listening. And I hope everybody has a good time listening to these shows. I'm going to try to put as many out basically as possible. I'm stuck at home too, just like everybody else. So we're going to try to pump these babies out at least once a week, see how things go. And everybody, really, like Trooper said, just, you know, keep things clean, wash your hands, stay home. You know, there is nothing that is more important than your own health, or what people don't really seem to think about. It isn't them wanting to go out and visit friends or go to a bar or go do whatever. It's the people that are exposed to them after they do so. You know, I mean, you're then potentially spreading things, and that's the worst thing that can happen right now. So please, stay home. We're going to try to offer you some, like, silliness. And, thank you guys for listening. Stay safe, and we will definitely be back with another episode of Pantsless Radio.